This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let me tell you guys that PFF has you covered all season long with the best data, tools, and analysis in the game. Sign up for PFF Plus today to unlock all of their famous player grades and premium stats. No matter what you're looking for, PFF Plus has what you need to make winning decisions all season long. You can sign up for PFF Plus today for less than $10 a month. Let's go to Dalton Wasserman. He is a data analyst over at PFF. Let's go through some of the recent moves in the National Football League. Dalton, how you doing today, my man?
Fantastic. Another good week of football in the books. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Let's just start with this. What was your reaction to the trade that sends Deontay Johnson to Baltimore?
I think it's a good move for them. I think one of the things that I questioned about them coming into the year was just their depth at wide receiver, right? You had Zay Flowers, who's a really good second-year player, but Rashad Bateman's had kind of a rocky start to his career, and they're really kind of tight end-centric in the passing game. So I think if nothing else, it gives them another option, especially late in games, even, you know, if there's a game in the playoffs where they fall behind. I think Johnson's another guy they can rely on.
I thought they were going to make a move at corner or pass rush. I am a little bit surprised when I saw the news today that Deontay Johnson got traded. I assumed it was going to be a more wide receiver needy team. I am a little bit surprised that the Ravens got him, given that that's not one of their biggest needs right now.
No, but I think they know at this point that if they're going to win the whole thing, they're going to win it with their offense, right? They've already been playing at an elite level. And, you know, if their defense, if they can patch it together and just be solid enough in coverage come the end of the season, then this offense and Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and now another weapon, that's what's going to carry them to a Super Bowl. I kind of get it. You know, work to your strengths and see what you can do on offense and see if you can just get in the playoffs and outscore everybody this time.
Which one of the trades do you think is a better in terms of the compensation? We'll get to fit here in a bit. But which of these trades do you think actually from a compensation standpoint is the best trade? Do you think it's the Amari Cooper trade, DeAndre Hopkins, or Deontay Johnson?
Honestly, man, they're all pretty good, honestly. I mean, and I know the Bills, I really like the fit with Amari Cooper and the Bills, you know, along with the compensation. They didn't give up a whole lot to get him, right? And I think he's a guy that gives them a chance for somebody to win man-to-man, right? A guy that they were missing with Stephon Diggs once they traded Stephon Diggs. For the value of it, I think of those three, I think Cooper will have the most impact on the Bills, but I think they're all three pretty fair trades.
Right now, we're talking to Dalton Wasserman of PFF going through some of the recent moves in the National Football League. All right, let's get to the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the fit for DeAndre Hopkins in Kansas City. His usage wasn't very high in week one, but there's a lot of time to get there. What did you see from him in week one? What do you think his role is going to be as it expands over the course of the upcoming weeks?
I think his role, like similar to Cooper in Buffalo, he's a guy who can win one-on-one, and he can do maybe not all of the things that Rashee Rice could do before he could get hurt, because he was a really young separator who was getting really good at the game at the NFL level. But Hopkins can give him a one-on-one option while the Chiefs have all those other movable pieces and all the stuff that Andy Reid does with his play calls. He's a guy who can line up one-on-one. He's a savvy veteran route runner who just knows how to get open, right? He's not as explosive as he used to be, but he knows what he's doing out there. He has the confidence to separate one-on-one against any corner in the league, and I think that's going to be a big asset to their offense when you talk about just times when you need, you know what, we just need to go to this one guy. We know he's going to get open where we need him to be, and I think as the season goes on, as he gets more into the playbook, he's going to be really helpful for them.
I am curious with you guys' data, when do you start to notice a decline with the player, and what do you start to notice? Because you mentioned it, that D-Hop is not the same player that he was. I don't think anyone expects him to be that at 32 years old. But when you start to see a drop in guys' performances, what are usually the signs that this player...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is declining.
I think there's three things you look for, right? And it's kind of, it's one, it's explosiveness, right? And guys just, you know, as they get older, they're not as explosive as they used to be. Two is separation before the catch, right? How often are you getting separation? How often are you getting open in these routes? And the third one is when you start seeing after the catch a decline in things like, you know, missed tackles forced or yards after the catch. And so I think there's really elements to all three of them, you know, especially before and after the catch. You can see different signs in different spots on the field, and some guys have certain attributes that last longer than others. I think Hopkins, really, especially before the catch, is still really, really good. Just doesn't give you quite as much with the ball in his hands like he used to.
What would you classify as reasonable expectations for D-Hop as we get closer to the postseason? Or is this just a move that you really can't evaluate until we get to January and Kansas City starts playing in those important games?
Yeah, I mean, see, here's the thing. The AFC West title is a foregone conclusion, right? We already know they're going to win the division. They're going to be at least the top three seed in the conference, if not number one. They're already what, 7-0 so far this season. So it's really a move that's meant for January, and that's how we evaluate the Chiefs nowadays, right? It's just how far they get in the playoffs, because we know they're getting there. So I think they gave themselves enough time for Hopkins to get in the playbook, to adjust, and we can really judge those moves come the playoff games, because whether they had them or not, they were going to win this division. So we'll judge them as we do every year with the Chiefs on whether or not they win a Super Bowl with them.
When you're looking at Kansas City, and we're talking to Dalton Wasserman of PFF, do you think they're more needy at corner? Do you think they're more needy at wide receiver? Or do you think it's at left tackle?
I would say probably at wide receiver. I mean, it's. I think the offensive line is so good on the interior that you really look at them and you go, you know, they're good enough, and Patrick Mahomes knows how to get rid of the football. But no, those weapons on the outside, you need guys who can separate. And the Rashee Rice injury, that put a big dent in their offense, I think. I think you're talking about a team that lost its best separator on the outside, a guy who was really emerging as a one-on-one threat. So I think receiver was the biggest need.
We were looking at Darius Slayton as being a possibility. Do you think he's a good fit in Kansas City, or is there someone else that could possibly be available that you think Kansas City should possibly target?
It seems – I mean, Slayton's a good option. It seems like it seems like Hopkins was the guy to go get as that veteran separator, right? Andy Reid loves his good route runners, and Hopkins is a really, really good one. I think they're probably going to stand pat at this point. I mean, they got Juju Smith-Schuster back. Now you got Hopkins. They're developing Xavier Worthy. So I would say the most likely outcome is they're just going to work with their internal options and keep improving that way.
Right now we're talking to PFF's Dalton Wasserman for a couple of more minutes here. One more Chiefs question. I want to move to the Texans and what you think they're going to do now with the Diggs injury. The Chiefs just got Josh Uche, a pass rusher from the New England Patriots. What can you tell us about him? What are his strengths? He's a guy who got 11 and a half sacks a couple of seasons ago. He also has some clear weaknesses. What are those?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you have is a guy who's really athletic but doesn't always play the most fundamentally sound football and maybe not the strongest run defender. But what you're talking about is him going to a situation where he can play to his strengths, especially as most likely a designated sort of pass rusher, right? And Steve Spagnuolo is the best in the business at using guys to their strengths and using guys in situations that help them succeed, right? He already does it with a boatload of players on his defense now. There's rundown guys, there's passing down guys, there's everything in between. There's only a couple of guys really who play every single snap for them, right? When you talk about a Chris Jones or a Trent McDuffie, but I think you're getting a guy who's an athletic pass rusher who has a previous reputation as being a really good pass rusher off the edge, and a guy who can help, especially on those third downs, just give a little bit of extra juice off the edge and get another blocker, maybe a little more attention away from Chris Jones.
Injuries have really become a theme of this season. Kansas City is pretty banged up right now. San Francisco's been banged up for most of the season. Houston is starting to be the latest team that is starting to take on injuries. Nico Collins is dealing with an injury right now, and they just lost Diggs for the remainder of the season with an ACL injury. Are you still considering Houston to be one of those contending teams in the AFC, or have these injuries removed them from that conversation?
I think they're still in it, but the couple of concerns I have, one is obviously those receiver injuries you just mentioned, and they really need Nico Collins back healthy now as soon as possible, because when he was playing like arguably the best receiver in football. But the weapons are an issue, and I actually, you know, just as a matchup thing, even with a team like Kansas City, because when you're talking about the AFC, the real question is, okay, who is equipped to beat the Chiefs? And the other problem I have with the Texans right now is their interior of their offensive line. I really don't know how they have an answer to Chris Jones right now with the way their interior unit's struggling. So I think the Texans can get in that mix. I do think they're one of the three or four best teams, but make no mistakes, the Diggs injury, that really hurts them, because now that was the one that, you know, along with Joe Mixon, that was the big addition to the offense that really made them possibly an elite unit, and him being done for the year and Collins still being hurt, those are big losses.
We're always asking this question here. Who do you see as the biggest contender to Kansas City? Do you think it's Baltimore or Buffalo?
I think it's Baltimore. Buffalo, I don't know that I trust their defense still in big spots, and I know they've been better lately, but they just kind of have that thing against the Chiefs where their defense just doesn't perform head-to-head. Baltimore, you look at adding Johnson, obviously adding Derrick Henry in the offseason. I think they just have a few more answers, and if their defense can figure it out a little bit better than they have lately, I think the Ravens are the biggest threat.
That is Dalton Wasserman joining us on the show today. He is with PFF. He is a data analyst. Be sure to sign up for PFF Plus to get the most out of the football season. Dalton, great stuff, man. We appreciate the insight.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.